This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is obviously a very important live Global Sunday transmission. The last three quarters of the broadcast will be live, but I am taping this right now with Andrew Torba because he's got to go back into meetings with the FBI and the Justice Department. So, again, this is a live Sunday show, but this is taped. I'll be live in studio in 30 minutes. Andrew Torba is the head of Gab, the only independent free speech major social network out there that's gotten any traction. There's some other groups coming online. We're very supportive of everybody. I think Andrew Torba's a good guy. He's free speech. And you saw the terrible events in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania yesterday that are immediately being blamed on the First Amendment. I'm being blamed. Donald Trump's mainly being blamed. And they're trying to now totally no platform Gab.com. So very powerful interview that I just taped with him that we're going to air on the other side of this quick break. So that the person that's actually been accused, the person that's being lied about, the person that they're saying is guilty for all this, gets to speak up for himself. Think about that. When they deplatform me and then lie and say that I'm calling for violence against the media, or when they say that Trump says all Mexicans are criminals, they never show the clip. And then they say, oh, Andrew Torba and Gab allowed this Nazi on there to plan all this and do all this. None of that's on the account. We have copies of it. It's been since taken down, and the FBI has it, but he didn't make any threats on there. He said 4 minutes before he went in, I'm going in. Going into what? Confront people? Going into... We're not even clear if the police would have known about that. They would have responded to the term, I'm going in. Maybe they would have, but there's always been evil. There's always been murders in the world. There's always been bad things. There's suicide bombings every day in the Middle East. They don't have free speech over there. They don't have the right to keep and bear arms in most countries over there. And they're much more violent, much more out of control than we are. Look at Mexico, highest crime rate in the world. 200,000 dead just the last few years in civilians in Mexico. No free speech, really. No Second Amendment. They've got a police state in place, and the police state makes them not safe. And so you've got national media criticizing Trump and others saying there should have been folks armed inside the synagogue. No kidding. A church, a synagogue, absolutely. As for the false conspiracy theory, that really is a ridiculous conspiracy theory, that there was a Star of David on one of the vehicle's flatbacks, and Mexican plates driving in the highway up to the U.S. from the illegal alien caravan, that symbol is all over sheriff's badges. It's seen as good luck in Latin America. It's a multi-thousand-year-old symbol. And so this guy began to think because this group was involved bringing refugees in that somehow they were involved. Folks, every major church in this country via the Rockefeller Foundation, the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches, has been ecumenicalized and turned into leftist. Whether it's the First Methodist in Austin or Catholic Charities, they're all involved with the UN, bringing in the illegal aliens and the rest of it. And it's a big problem. But it's not like a bunch of, you know, evil, sinister people rubbing their hands together. They've been manipulated as Christians and as conservative Jews and others to think that it's their job to bring in all these third world populations, having their heartstrings played. Then they're turned into socialist, leftist voters once they get here. So that's the reality of what happened there. It's very, very tragic. We're going to break it all down on the other side. But this is a world exclusive. And they don't want him to be able to respond and speak for himself and point out what really happened and what the FBI told him and what the investigation is showing and what was really said there on the site. They want to misrepresent like he's not even a person and then dehumanize everyone's free speech. That's what's going on here. So we're going to cover this all today. But the only way we get past the censors is for you to text message out the link to Infowars.com/show and text message out the link to the live feed on the front page to everybody you know and to tell folks about local stations you're listening to or watching. That's the power of word of mouth. And that's the power that the globalists think by censoring social media, they're going to shut down. But they cannot stop you 9 days out from the election to get more involved and more focused than ever. So please, however you do it, tell folks to tune in right now to this world exclusive on the other side at Infowars.com/show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It is Sunday, October 28th, 2018. I'm Alex Jones from Austin, Texas. We have a global exclusive right now. We have Andrew Torba, the CEO and founder of the only independent pro-free speech libertarian site in the world that allows social media activity, and that's Gab. Speak freely is their motto. Now, we all know about the tragic events in Pittsburgh where 11 innocent people were gunned down by a psychotic anti-Semite. But now, Andrew Torba, who set up Gab so that everyone would have free speech, is being deplatformed, losing his server provider, losing PayPal. They're trying to take him offline. And CNN is spending more time demonizing Mr. Torba and the First Amendment than they are talking about the 11 that are dead. And why? Because 4 minutes before this monster went in, he said to the world that he was going in. As if that means Mr. Torba's bad if somebody on a message board posted that. It's incredible. So he just got off the phone with the FBI. In fact, we're late doing the interview because he just got off the phone with the FBI. And I wanted you to be able to hear from him to speak for himself to the world about what Gab really stands for and what's really happening. And then we're going to look at Twitter and Facebook and others who allow major professors to organize huge Antifa groups that call for the murder of the president and the vice president, who call for harassing people in the streets and for physical attacks. They're allowed to still operate officially on Twitter. Mr. Torba has done nothing like this. So we've been deplatformed. He's being deplatformed. Big media with big tech wants to silence their competition. They always say, go build your own thing. And then they come after it. So, Mr. Torba, thank you for giving us the time this Sunday. You've got the floor. Please break down what's happened.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. First, I just want to say I'm heartbroken and disgusted by this awful attack, this awful showcase of violence. I've been praying, my family's been praying, our community has been praying for these victims and for their families and for their friends and for the community in Pittsburgh. With that said, we've also been working with the Department of Justice and with the FBI very closely. We've been fully cooperative. As soon as we discovered that this user was on our site, we immediately archived all the data and proactively reached out to the FBI before they even contacted us. We didn't require them to give us a subpoena or a search warrant or anything. We proactively gave them this data so that they could work on their investigation immediately. GAB stands for Individual Liberty and for Free Expression for All People. We have hundreds of thousands of users from all around the world, from all different backgrounds, races, religions, beliefs, that express themselves on our site. I believe fundamentally that the answer to bad speech is always going to be more speech. In this case, the Department of Justice and the FBI now have concrete evidence for a motive that they can now use in a case to seek justice against this awful monster. We have always welcomed everybody, and we will continue to fight for free speech on the internet in the face of tyranny from the mainstream media smear attacks, because for some reason, instead of focusing on the victims, instead of focusing on what happened, instead of focusing on this monster, they are focusing on Gab as a scapegoat. Gab did not kill anybody. No social media post has ever killed anybody. The only person that is responsible here is the individual. And I just think it's disgusting that Gab is now being attacked. I am being smeared. My face is being put up next to this guy as if I'm the terrorist. We're receiving death threats and enough hate on the internet ourselves. We wish nothing but good for the world. We welcome all people. We always have. And we are all about individual liberty and free expression. We are fighting for the very things that, those in the armed service fight to defend every day as well. And I think that if people can give their lives to defend these freedoms and these liberties that we cherish, I think that we'll be able to stand tall and take these attacks from the mainstream media, this onslaught and this coordinated collusion from Silicon Valley to no platform us from the internet. Gab is not going anywhere. We are not afraid. We will not bow down to the mainstream media. We will not cower. We are going to continue to fight, and the power of the people will propel us. We will continue to build whatever it takes. We are going to stay online. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what it takes. We're going to provide a place where people can speak freely under the protections of the First Amendment of the United States, without the tyranny of big tech, without the tyranny of the media deciding what is real news and what isn't, and who can speak and who cannot.
I think that's very admirable. And again, I've been through this deplatforming and no platforming process where they lie about what you said and done, then they take your platforms away so you can't then respond when they all gang up on you and say you're a white supremacist or Trump hates all Mexicans or saying you're a nationalist means you're a Nazi. And then that actually stirs up the real Nazis in people. And then the media basically then projects them onto us. But this would be like if this guy had called 911 and said, I'm going in, or if this guy had put on a message board, I'm going in, or this guy would have written on the side of a wall, you know, I'm going in, and then saying that the wall is to blame or the telephone is to blame, when you guys are basically a glorified message board where people can send messages to people that have signed up to get their messages. I mean, these are digital bulletin boards where you sign up and subscribe for a text podcast, basically, is what I would call it. You're the tech guy. And the idea that they're breathlessly on every channel, Gab, 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 it needs to be shut down. It needs to be shut down. First they come for Alex Jones, then they come for Gab. And then they lie about who you are, and they're giving almost no coverage to these poor people that were cold-bloodedly murdered. That's one issue I want you to cover. And then secondarily, we've got Louis Farrakhan with all of his followers on Twitter and everywhere else saying that Jews are bloodsuckers and Jews are termites. And he has a right to say that. I don't agree with it. I've interviewed Louis Farrakhan, but he hasn't been taken off. And we're not calling for that. But I will tell you, I am calling for this New York professor and others that call for the murder of Pence, the vice president, the murder of police officers, the murder of all these people. And he's the guy directing people that are harassing Ted Cruz and others in restaurants. And he gets promoted by Twitter. He doesn't get in trouble. That's calling for violence. Imagine if you let somebody say, let's murder people, let's kill people, like this professor, founder of a group that harassed Ted Cruz, tweeted about dead cops assaulting Mike Pence. Here's his own personal Twitter showing people hung up and dead, saying this should be done to the Republicans. And it just goes on from there. So what in the world is happening here with the controlled Silicon Valley actually promoting violence and letting it go forward and then projecting it onto you?
Well, Alex, every single day we see thousands of tweets calling for people to kill the president of the United States. And this is allowed. We see live streamed murders on Facebook. We see criminal activity in very high volumes across all of the mainstream social media platforms, including ISIS terror cells and pedophiles preying on children. And nobody is calling for Facebook to be shut down. Nobody is calling for Twitter to be shut down. So to take the disgusting actions of one man and shut down an entire platform, we have 9 million people that visit our site every month. We have 800,000 users from around the world. And to take the actions of one man and try to effectively remove us from the entire internet, demonize me, and make me out to be some form of terrorist for allowing free expression and individual liberty online for all people, something that has always existed since the internet's inception, is absurd. And I think that people need to start talking about these things, because if it could happen to us, if it can happen to Alex Jones and InfoWars, don't think it can't happen to you. Don't think they can't scrub your identity and every mention and every profile you have off the internet if they don't like what you're doing. And fundamentally, I believe that having more freedom, having more speech, is always the answer to bad speech. Free speech is crucial to the prevention of violence. If people cannot express themselves with words, and we push these people into the shadows, you know, then they're going to express themselves through violence, and nobody wants that.
I mean, just 2-3 years ago, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter let the Nazis have their web pages, and they let the black supremacists and the Hispanic supremacists have their websites as well, and they're paying. As long as you didn't call for violence, they could be there. I didn't agree with it. A lot of them attacked me. For some reason, I'm a big target of the Nazis and what Hillary calls the alt-right, and she calls me alt-right, and that's well known. And now they take those people off so that you can't go see that they're attacking me or attacking Donald Trump like this monster did, saying he was a globalist, the opposite of what he is, or because he's friends with Israel, he's bad. But instead, you get blamed, I get blamed, Trump gets blamed, for being Nazis when we're actually the opposite. It's just crazy. So just a few years ago, all these other platforms still allowed some free speech. Now they've gotten rid of it, and they're acting like we are every form of speech that's on a message board. I mean, we have comments on InfoWars, and the news will say, look, somebody said something anti-Semitic here. Well, it's a comment section. Again, they are, by extension, trying to end the platforms where the debates can happen. We're going to go to break, come back with a few more minutes with Mr. Torb. I don't know how much you can get into the FBI investigation.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we are back on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. I am Alex Jones, your host. We have the founder of Gab and the CEO, Andrew Torba, on. I've been having him on for 2 years since he launched the beta test of Gab, and then I have him on routinely. I'd call him a libertarian, a free spirit, a Christian guy. I wouldn't even call him extreme right wing. But the point is, he created an independent system, and all the other big tech companies have ganged up on him to shut him down in the last year because they don't want any competition. And now they hung around his neck. Top news story in the country is not these poor dead people, or not how this guy was a Trump hater, this monster. I'm not even saying his name, but we'll put him on screen just to document it. It's all about Andrew Torba. It's all about InfoWars. There's a sub-level of, like, Jones has been deplatformed because he's so evil, and now we need to totally get rid of Mr. Torba. Let's take his credit cards away. Let's take his PayPal away. Let's take his servers away. So recap, again, what you've gone through with the persecution, and now they've seized upon this, that he said 4 minutes before he went into this horrible deed or deeds that I'm going in, and then, if you can, what the FBI has said to you.
Sure, Alex. So for the past 24 hours, I've been working very closely with both the FBI and the Department of Justice. We've been fully cooperative in doing everything that we possibly can to help out with this investigation, to see to it that justice is served. In the midst of doing this, in the midst of working directly with law enforcement and cooperating fully, we've been no platforms by our hosting provider, by multiple payment processors. So we're also now handling that and trying to literally stay online. And Alex, the truth is, I didn't want to be the center of attention here. We don't want this to be about Gab. It's not about Gab. You know, 11 innocent people died for the acts of a terrorist, and the media is focusing on me and focusing on Gab. This is disgusting. Now, my heart goes out to the families. My heart goes out to the victims, the friends of the victims, the whole community. This is just disgusting and heartbreaking to me, and I think that the media should be ashamed. They should be totally ashamed, and what they're trying to do now is a coordinated effort to demonize me, to demonize Gab, and to demonize free expression on the internet. They're going to use this one person, the actions of this one person, to now no platform our entire website, our entire community of hundreds of thousands of people from around the world. It's disgusting and it's despicable, and we're not going to stand for it. We're going to continue to fight. We're going to continue to build, and Gab is not going anywhere. We are not afraid of you. We're going to continue doing what we are doing to defend free expression and individual liberty for all people.
I follow your work. We have a popular page on your great platform. It allows us to tweet out to people. That's basically what your system does, and it gives you your own little message board to be able to communicate. And it's a very, very diverse site. First, they tried to get rid of you because people would post porn on there. Well, Twitter and Facebook do that too. You don't see their banks trying to shut them down. You don't see the feds trying to shut them down. You don't see PayPal going away from them. Speaking about Louis Farrakhan, and I'm not calling for him to be censored as long as he doesn't call for violence. I've interviewed Louis Farrakhan. He has some interesting points he makes. I agree with some of what he has to say. I disagree with some of the other things. But at the same time, I'm not saying remove him. But if they're going to blame you for what somebody does that you've already removed, how do they do this? And then I talk about the founder of the group harassing Senator Cruz at dinner is Dead Cops Tweet Professor. And I've got a bunch of reports on it right here. All the horrible things he calls for, specific people to be killed. And this professor doesn't get any trouble. Mike Isaacson, and he's par for the course. So it's so hypocritical when they're on national news saying Trump set the climate of hate and all of this, when Trump has been loving compared to the corporate media, saying he's a Nazi, saying he's a white supremacist, saying he's sending coded white supremacist messages. Former GOP strategist reveals the covert message Trump sent to neo-Nazis. And then you read the article saying nationalists, that we deserve a nation, that we shouldn't have one-sided trade deals, is Nazi. I mean, they're calling everybody Nazis and hyping all this up and hyping up violence and that Barron should be kidnapped and, you know, tortured Hollywood stars are saying that on Twitter. The New York Times' article is fantasizing about Trump's death. And then they sit back and say, I'm bad and you're bad. I mean, we're in this elite group to be banned first. But as you said, it's because we're popular and have good platforms. If they get rid of you, if they're able to shut you down, they're going to take everybody down.
Absolutely, Alex. If we weren't threats, then they wouldn't be trying to no-platform us, right? Gab is the single most censored social media platform ever in existence. And there's a reason for that. It's because we're a threat to the mainstream big tech platforms. We're a threat to the mainstream media who controls the narrative through those platforms, through their partnerships and connections in those platforms. And if we weren't a threat, then they wouldn't be attacking us. And this is just disgusting. We know who committed this atrocity, allegedly. They have someone in custody. They now have detailed evidence for a motive. Thanks to Gab, thanks to the content that this disgusting individual was posting on Gab, and thanks to our cooperation with law enforcement agencies. So why are they pointing the finger at us? Why are they pointing the finger at me? Point the finger at the person who pulled the trigger. He is the only one who is responsible for the actions.
Well, I mean, you can see all these other leftists that have engaged in violent acts as well, and they post stuff on Twitter and Facebook. I mean, it's, again, like using a telephone or email. Let's say the person had Gmail, Google email. And they sent an email saying, okay, I'm done. I'm going into the synagogue. I'm going to do it. Didn't say the specifics. But how is the email service to blame? Because we know Google reads the messages. How is it your liability? I mean, there are federal laws, international laws, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act and other sections that protect third-party sites. If I have a message board or I have a social network or I have something like gab.com, then I'm not guilty for what people do. If they're committing crime, then I have to, you know, take them off and give any subpoenaed information to the feds or local police. And we've complied with that ourselves. So the idea of prior constraint, that you've got to go around and police everyone and control them, is absolutely crazy. And now you're being persecuted.
Well, Alex, here's the insane part. You know, he posted this post, I think it was 4 minutes before the shooting. And he said, I'm going in. What does I'm going in mean? It's not like he said, I'm going in to shoot up a synagogue. He could have been, I'm going in to the voting booth, you know, for all we knew. What do people expect us to do in 4 minutes, right, with a post that is not a direct threat in any way that I could see? So I don't know what people expected us to do in that amount of time. And I don't know why people are placing the blame on us, a platform that welcomes everybody and is about free expression and individual liberty. It just doesn't make any sense. We know. We have an alleged person in custody. Point to him. He's the one who allegedly did it.
That's right. And again, I'm going in. Oh, back when I was on Twitter and places, and we were going to go in and cover something.
Right.
I'd say, I'm going in now to cover the event. We're going in. And it's also a fun term to use. This guy was obviously deranged. I've seen copies of the messages. I didn't see anything there up until that point that said he was going to carry out violence. And again, law enforcement will tell you social media is great for them to actually catch a lot of people before they do stuff because they're out there talking about what they're going to do. And so I know you can't get into everything the FBI said, but you told me earlier today that they've actually been very thankful to you.
Yes. Yeah. The FBI and the Department of Justice have been very thankful to us. They've been praising us for our direct cooperation, our speedy cooperation. I was on the phone with both of them and emailing back and forth. You know, for the past 24 hours, I didn't get much sleep last night, and I'm happy to do so. If you're a terrorist, being on Gab is the last place you want to be because we are going to work directly with law enforcement immediately. So, you know, this is the thing. We love law enforcement. We respect law enforcement. God bless everybody at the FBI and DOJ that is working on this case. And we pray that justice is served, and we will do everything in our power and our capacity to help them in this case.
Well, look, I totally agree with that, and our hearts and prayers go out to those there in Pennsylvania. This is being...
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, folks. Who's really violent? It's the left.
I can't hear you.
You're a f***ing anti-American.
Oh, I'm an anti-American?
Yes.
You stupid bastard. I'm a f***ing patriot.
I think we
we should classify them as a gang. You know, they come dressed in uniforms, they have weapons, they're almost a militia. I think we need to think about that in terms of our law enforcement approach.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides.
Wait, on many sides? This was a white nationalist rally. You have to call that out by name.
Many sides? Mr. President, this is terrorism, not your order at KFC.
Prior to the unrest, police banned sticks, masks, and any other potential weapons. However, dozens of anti-fascist protesters broke those rules, it appears. They also pepper sprayed the leader of the conservative group. One left-wing demonstrator attacked a photographer, and others reportedly threatened people who were trying to film the violence.
What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact that they came charging with clubs in their hand, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do.
And they are just beating people, ganging up, men and women, ganging up on lone individuals and just beating them in a wanton, savage, brown shirt, Nazi operation.
They don't want to mention Antifa and how Antifa literally came trained, militarized, doing warlike maneuvers. You know, they bring coolers and you think, oh, it's to stay hydrated. No, it's filled with water balloons, filled with feces, urine, just disgusting things that will pop and explode on people. And water bottles filled with the same substances.
Yeah, he just got struck with pepper spray. By some radical liberal helping him.
We're not all like this.
No, you see, that guy that attacked him is not a liberal. He's a Marxist.
Every time one of these situations happens, you know, you see the worst of people sometimes. I think we saw it out of the left.
You just saw those videos of them chasing and beating people. People in black clothing, black masks. Over 100 of them broke through the lines and attacked stragglers who were there. For the most part, the event was shut down. They couldn't find enough conservatives, so they started attacking the police after a while. But you saw them beating the conservatives, even as they come in carrying no hate signs. And the mayor said they made sure the themes of love and compassion dominated over hate speech.
Supporters of President Donald Trump were vastly outnumbered by counter-protesters at Martin Luther King Jr. Civic Center Park.
And then we saw that group with the masks on. They had their own, you know, shields that they made, for lack of a better term. A huge crowd there now.
And while we certainly don't know, certainly, and we'll try to find out, some of those protesters, the ones that showed up with the masks and the shields, may do this in other locations. They may be what you call professional protesters who do this a lot.
That's an American flag that they have set on fire.
This Trump supporter was the first casualty of the day, with blood streaming out of his face.
Well, they wanted to hit me with brass knuckles on the blind side. We're here for free speech.
A mob chased him for a block and a half, took his flag, Trump hat, and glasses, and spat all over him.
You know, I'm okay with people making white supremacists feel unwelcome. I mean, excuse me, like, you're making me feel unsafe.
But they were Christians. They were Christian march.
Listen, everyone is saying, oh, yeah, you can't listen to CNN no more. Can't listen to the news anymore because it's all fake. Bull crap. It wasn't fake before, so why is it fake now?
The Russia story has kind of died down on those sites.
Only because we're on the racism thing now.
On the racism thing now.
Little to do with it if you take a look. If they had protection inside, the results would have been far better. This is a dispute that will always exist, I suspect. But if they had some kind of a protection inside the temple, maybe it could have been a very much different situation. They didn't. I think one thing we should do is we should stiffen up our laws in terms of the death penalty. When people do this, they should get the death penalty. And they shouldn't have to wait years and years. Now the lawyers will get involved. Anybody that does a thing like this to innocent people that are in temple or in church, we had so many incidents with churches, they should really suffer the ultimate price. They should pay the ultimate price. I felt that way for a long time. This is a case where if they had an armed guard inside, they might have been able to stop him immediately. So this would be a case for if there was an armed guard inside the temple, they would have been able to stop him. Maybe there would have been nobody killed except for him.
I was standing by the company's decision to put InfoWars' Alex Jones on a 7-day suspension. This comes after Jones urged his Twitter followers to ready their battle rifles, as he put it, against the media.
But none of that's true.
Posted to the site.
Alex Jones on Twitter posted this week what essentially is a video calling for people to get their battle rifles ready against the media.
People need to have their battle rifles and everything ready, their bedsides. You got to be ready.
Saying it's time to act. It's got to be done now. Move criminally against people.
It's time politically and economically and judiciously and legally and criminally to move against these people. It's got to be done now.
Send a chill up my spine. How about yours?
It did. I mean, there's a number of actions that we believe help a call to incitement to violence, and those are the things that we need to make sure that we're taking action on.
Now is the time to act on the mainstream media, and he says get the battle rifles ready.
I didn't say that.
That incites violence. Free speech does not protect inciting violence.
This is an emergency message to President Trump, to Congress, and to anyone that supports free speech in this country. The Democratic Party is now calling for all Republicans, all patriots, including the president, to be deplatformed from Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, you name it.
And Jones is hardly their only target, that's for sure. Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censor our free speech, and shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
This is a new super political class that operate as a judiciary and as the police and as the prison guards to control our lives. This is classical authoritarianism.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
You've taken action against him in this instance. What is it? Can you tell us what it is?
I believe we put him in a timeout.
Alex Jones is not an eighth grader who got busted smoking in the bathroom.
Right.
Like, it's just not. I mean, he's a guy who is, you know,
or someone who
fueling
was
all right conspiracy theories. And
it's actually amazing.
Battle right.
This is what caused the ban and not everything that Alex Jones has done before.
Seems minor compared to the implications of someone suggesting a call to arms against a particular group in this case.
Didn't say that, liar. And I didn't say use weapons on the media. I don't want them to have weapons used on them. That'll make them victims. I'm worried they're going to false flag and stage something on themselves. And then they're going to send Antifa out to all our houses, which they're doxing everybody saying they are. And I said defensively, be prepared to defend yourself. And they say that is inciting violence. No, it's not.
Send a chill up my spine.
I'm getting chills right now. He said come with the battle rifles, engage in criminal activity. And I said use the judicial system legally and lawfully and go after them criminal.
They have got to get a lid on this.
And the idea of martyrdom, it's also probably interesting. It will be interesting to see who rallies around his cause. Let's remember, Donald Trump appeared on his show. The president also entering the fray. Today he said, quote, I won't mention names, but when they take certain people off of Twitter or Facebook and they're making that decision, that is really a dangerous thing because it could be you tomorrow.
And we're also standing up to social media censorship. That's the new thing.
Trump's election and Alex Jones's popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo. People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that.
But this isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom.
Mr. President, you don't want to look like you're after the press of the First Amendment. You're letting them butcher the press of the First Amendment. Oh, but you don't want to look authoritarian and stand up to them. They're authoritarian. They're a clear and present danger. Do something about it. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. I am live. You heard that huge Gab CEO exclusive here. That's posted to InfoWars.com. Right now on a Paul Joseph Watson article. We're 9 days out.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s. Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Lou Dobbs had a highly respected lawyer from Judicial Watch on that goes off documents on Thursday. And it didn't get any attention on Fox Business on Thursday, but it aired on regular Fox yesterday. That censored 9-minute interview is coming up next hour. We're going to play it here because they're taking it off the internet. They're blocking it. Fox News apologized for it. And when you watch it, Judicial Watch got the documents that George Soros' Open Society Foundation gets U.S. taxpayer money, millions, to then fund these operations that have U.N. authority. So the U.N. has the treaties with the countries to set up the refugee camps to bring the people in from all the world to then unvetted bring them into the United States or Europe. That's a fact. Trump pulled out of the refugee agreement with the U.N. last year. Now Austria, Hungary, Italy are all doing the same thing because the U.N. runs your border. Think about that. That's global government. But who runs it is the NGOs. Those are the non-governmental organizations. And their filings are public. I've got a huge article from WorldNet Daily. Border caravans call it the George Soros Express, and it links to all the Judicial Watch documents officially from lawsuits they got from CARE and from the Carnegie Foundation and from the Rockefeller Foundations and the George Soros Open Society Foundation. It's federal filings. The leftist professors that run it, how they go and get the communists and socialists out of the countries to bring them here to be voters, they brag. It's all. So why would Fox News apologize and pull the episode? Because it's true. And George Soros will sue you. He will infiltrate you. He will attack you. If you talk about him being a Nazi collaborator, like Dinesh D'Souza did in his last film, which is he admitted, or if you expose that he's for open borders, hell, he used to be on the UN board for migration. So that censored interview is coming up next hour, because I want you to see what they don't want you to see. And then we'll get into the attacks on Trump and the violence we predicted right before the elections. Right on time. Very, very sad. But right now, let's go to some of the interview they don't want you to see, because Lou Dobbs had a guest on that got the documents that the skies blew. Here it is.
Sure. Look, this is a criminal involvement on the part of these leftist groups. It's highly organized, very elaborate, sophisticated operation. I have that from the highest levels of the Guatemalan government. They're investigating those groups criminally, and I strongly urge President Trump and Attorney General Sessions to do the same here. A lot of these folks also have affiliates who are getting money from the Soros-occupied State Department, and that is a very great concern. When you start cutting money, start cutting money there.
Member 7, 8, 9 years ago, before they fired Dobbs off CNN, when he had on average 8 million viewers a night. Sean Hannity has 4.5 million. CNN used to have huge audiences. They killed it because they got rid of Lou Dobbs. But that part doesn't matter. The point is, the vice president came out a week ago and yesterday and said, we have intel, it's highly organized, on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, we've written about it. I've made films about it. The whole plan to use migrant waves to invade and take over. But look at this. Fox Business pulls Lou Dobbs episode after guest Soros remarks you just heard, saying this is criminal. And it is criminal. But it's not even a Fox pundit saying it. It's Judicial Watch. Super respected. They have the documents. Yeah, it's criminal to organize hundreds of thousands of people, including children, who are unaccompanied in some cases, and it's been confirmed, massive smugglers bringing kids through in these caravans. In fact, that's in the Associated Press. It's in the Washington Times today. Migrant caravan halts after report of abducted child. What do you think's going on with 50,000 people in one group and 10,000 in another and 5,000 in another and a bunch of others? And it's just a bunch of coyotes or smugglers. But don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it, because, you know, Rupert Murdoch has dinner with George Soros. We just put up with this garbage. They talk about violence. You know the amount of 200,000 dead in Mexico in the last couple of years and all the violence down there. And there are people just marching up out of Latin America, out of the middle of nowhere, just supposed to come on in and then, oh, you're here? We're not going to check IDs or find out why there's one man with six kids. That's, you know, a lot of cases are like that, or one woman. And then what was the Washington Post headline? Remember Obama 5 years ago started letting, the last 3 years of administration, anybody come through. And then Washington Post headline, children allowed into the U.S. by Obama, given to Democrat aid groups, ended up in child trafficking. Now, this white supremacist activated sleeper cell, whatever he was, right on time that shows up and kills 11 innocent people, he thought, oh, the Jews are bringing everybody up here. They've got the Methodist Church, the Catholic Church, the Baptist churches, all under the ecumenical movement, under the World Council of Churches set up by the Rockefellers, where the UN runs it, just like they run our borders until Trump got in, to get the churches all feeling sorry for the women and children, who are a minority. It's 80% military-age men. And then they're giving money and helping and housing them once they get here. It's not like some nefarious conspiracy by them. They're being manipulated. I was sitting there 5 years ago, 4 years ago, my mother's church, where she's been going for decades. I'm not going to name the name of it. She doesn't go there anymore. And it was like, we're going to take an offering for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation now, because they're helping children get vaccinated. Yeah, right. And oh, we're going to help some migrants. And it was just like, that's all they are now. It was a Methodist church. I mean, that's all that goes on now. Okay? And she went, but she was, I'm not going to get it. She wouldn't talk about it. The point is, they use all these well-meaning people incrementally until they've got you literally pushing the globalist agenda because they take over your religion. So I do not believe the people at the synagogue, you know, were hating America and thought that, no, they were like, we have to go out and do good deeds. We have to go out and bring these people in. We have to do this. But the globalists are manipulating it from behind the scenes. And so this white supremacist loon bag, if you believe the official story, you know, he's sitting here looking at all this, believing all this, and then he's, oh, my God, look, it's finally, we've got proof of Jews doing something. They are bringing in these illegal alien invaders, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes and does this horrible deed. But look at the timing. As I said last Monday, we've got the clip. Played it last week. I had some business guys here on Monday. That one of them called me today and he said, I was there in your studio watching Monday when you said they'll probably have a crazy guy in a van with a bunch of Trump stickers all over it that they'll bust. He goes, how did you know that? I just said, man, come on. It was 14 days out. Now we're 9 days out, and it's going to get crazier. If they're on every news channel saying there's about to be giant terror attacks and that Trump and Alex Jones and the free press are to blame, A, we'd never do that. B, we have no history of it. C, the left has been caught constantly staging things and calling for violence. And so when it magically all begins, you got to look at it a little out of the corner of your eye and go, man, that really is convenient. And why would you know these attacks are coming and be parroting it up there over and over again? But let's go to Pence, as I mentioned. Oh, I guess Fox News can't suspend this video. I guess they can't kick Mike Pence, the vice president, off the air because it's true. It's outside leftist groups. Soros is only part of it. If you want to go read all the documents, Border Caravan, call it the George Soros Express. And it's got links to Judicial Watch, photocopies of all of it, hundreds of pages of it. Tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money goes from the U.S. to the U.N. to George Soros and other foundations. You hear the NPR sponsors, Annenberg Foundation, Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Open Society. It's the same group. Okay? But anyways, let's go to the vice president. Here it is.
No, we've got a crisis at our southern border. But this caravan that was organized by leftist organizations in Honduras made its way through Guatemala. Now thousands of people trying to come up the 1,000-mile journey through Mexico for the purpose of violating our laws and coming into this country illegally is just unacceptable. The president and I have made it clear we will not allow it. We're going to take steps necessary to secure our border, enforce our laws, and our message to those in the caravan is return home. But our message to the American people is this caravan is a reminder of a crisis in illegal immigration that is driven by laws that human traffickers actually use to entice people to make the long and dangerous
journey, which is admitted, which is confirmed, which is unbelievably criminal. And then you say that the UN and NGOs are forming bases all around Europe and all around the U.S. to open up corridors to flood us and cause a stampede, and then Fox News deletes that? Next hour, we're going to get to all of it. Millie Weaver joins us. She was already in Pennsylvania, made it to the scene an hour and a half after it happened. Got incredible interviews that are up at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Please don't forget, without you sharing the articles and videos, nobody sees them because we're banned off all globalist social media. We're not banned off your email. We're not banned off you tweeting yourself or Facebooking yourself or text messaging at friends and family and saying, wow, hear what the head of the social media group blamed for the shooting had to say. Let's let him actually have a voice. Do you think he'd have a voice? Second hour coming up. We are the people's voice.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.